Lori Bashwasan did.
Sashi Riba, Lui Tedi.
The Sumin Dogi.
Tumu. Ah.
Lori Bashwasan said the Sumin Dog.
Oh, Tedji said it. Manero the man.
So, anyway, so the mind, you know, the cognition, and and knowing, you know, the mind, knowing, cognizer, all these are synonymous.
Yeah, so.
So these three different terms, right? Different in the terms, but it's the same meaning, right? The mind, cognition, and knowing. So they are all same, but they have a different name. So they can still call them different, you know, because of having different names like that. So among these three, you know, it gives the definition of the mind. So that which is clear and cognizing, this is the definition of the mind. So the first one, the clear and cognizant. When it says clear, you know, it's the object that is very clear to the object possessor, or the object that appears clearly, you know, to the object possessor. And cognizing is knowing, so you know, it appears, and you know, the mind. The object appears to the mind, and mind knows it or cognizes it.
And so
that is how the mind is defined, and when it's divided, there are two. There are two types of mind. Valid cognizers and non-valid cognizers.
The
first one is the valid cognizer, which is the definition of the valid cognizer is initial infallible cognizer. So these are the three qualities that has to be in this definition. That has to have three qualities. Like, so it has to be initial, it has to be infallible, and it has to be cognizer.
So
it says the valid cognizer. And if it's a valid cognizer, it has to be initial. So when it's initial, it's like knowing for the first time, the newly cognizing, or new knowing it, you know, for the first time. So if it is a valid cognizer, anyway, below the Prasangika Madhyamika school, the older school says that if it is a valid cognizer, it has to be initial or newly cognizing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Prasangika Madhyamika says it's not necessary, you know, if it's a valid cognizer, it's not necessary to be newly cognizing or initial.
And
so, because the reason why it has to have these three qualities, because it, you know, these three qualities eliminates the discordant, you know, of the value cognition. And so, because it, you know, it eliminates the discordant, you know, of the valid cognitions.
Uh-huh.
So those of you who have, you know, studied the mind and mental factor before, you already know it, right?
Yes, tindriyeza jishin tsema yinba qabi che to anin tsemin tsengi sada nganju anin sada to baasin magi yoyase wata
shambat. So it says it is necessary to mention all these three, the initial infallible and cognizer, as a border in the definition of valid cognizer, because initial eliminates the subsequent cognizer. When the mind is divided into, the mind and cognizer are divided into 7 points, so one of them is called the subsequent cognizer. The subsequent cognizer is infallible and it is also cognizer, but it's not initial because it's a subsequent, right? So it's the second time. It's cognizing the second time, so it's not initial, therefore it is not a valid cognizer.
So in the
text on mind and mental factor, the definition of the subsequent cognition is the cognition that cognizes which has been already cognized. So it says that which that is not cognizing for the first time, but cognizing which has already been cognized. So therefore, it's not cognizing for the first time, and there's no part of the definition. It doesn't say it in initial or newly cognizing. So here, anyway, in the text it says, right, the initial eliminates the subsequent cognizer as a valid cognizer.
おだとうしゃ。パディンチラが狭なんで詰めようんで、狭なんで例に逃げる。ごでま詰めようんで、担保詰め詰めにされや、さってせんで落やまれ。だわ。狭で目ちゃしばてしんでば、ねばなさ。詰め詰めにからせな、あの、諸話めべ。あの、失敗せやそうなし。だてるじゃんだ、経営担で、チャランチにてるめべじゃ、ごでまと、リパカとも抜うせん落やんで、てごたら、ましてんじさじちゃらんのもとこと。
So in the text known as the commentary on the value cognition, Dharmakirti, when he wrote down the definition of the value cognition, he didn't say the initial, he just said the infallible and the cognizer. So then others debated with him and said again and again that he has to add, additional part in the definition. So then he added, with the different verse, then he added, the initial or the new, in that line. And then the Southern Tikas, made the definition of the valid cognition as a new, infallible and cognizer.
Tāne lori dīgana yīchū sīngi kōla kārē āne yīchū sīngi tī yīng yīr sādhi ngē pārē rīpā yārē sādhi ngē pī rīpā rē tī rāngi dhūtāngi yīla mīlhuwa mārē mīlhuwa tī māsāng yīza āne kō tsamā chāng yāma tīndi yīza yīchū tī tsamā yīma jē pī shirtu tsamī tsēngi yīsa tī mīlhuwa mī pārē yīs tī pēshā kōna tī nduwa mīlhuwa shī pī yīchū tsamā yīma jē sētē.
So again it says infallible and eliminates the correct assumption as a valid cognizer. So valid, correct assumption is also one of the seven the minds, seven mind, seven, one of the mind that is divided into 7 points, right? So the correct assumption, it is initial, it is cognizing, newly, and it's a cognizer, but it's not infallible. So in order to eliminate the correct assumption, to be a valid cognizer, in the part of the definition, it says infallible.
And then
the next one, which is the cognizer, right? Cognizer. So what does it eliminate? And it says the physical sense power as a valid cognizer. So it eliminates the physical sense power. So the physical sense power, you know, the sense, the organ, it has, you know, it is infallible. You know, it has empowering condition, you know, to perceive the object. You know, it can perceive the object for the first time. It is, you know, it is infallible, but it is not cognizer. You know, it's not cognizer. The organ, the sense, you know, the physical sense power or the sense organ itself is not a consciousness. So therefore, you know, it doesn't cognize it, and it's not a cognizer. So by saying, you know, cognizer at the end of the definition, it eliminates sense power. Know, to be a sense organ, you know, to be the valid cognition.
Oh yeah. What are the Jeja Madava Sum Jebi Chen, Semin Tinig Soda, Sada, Mulova, Ripas?